The word for you today is forgive them and delete it. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Some societies in history punished those who committed adultery by making them wear a big scarlet letter A, publicly identifying with their behavior. And if you were caught stealing, they made you drag a ball and chain around. Now maybe you're thinking, well, they deserved it. Really? Jesus said, if you simply lust after someone, you have committed adultery in your heart. See Matthew 5, verse 28. Then he went on to say, the standard of judgment you impose on others is the same you will be judged by. See Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2. God is not soft on sin. Notice two things. Number one, he won't just overlook your sin. The Lord disciplines the one he loves. Hebrews 12, verse 6. And number two, he won't turn his back on you. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. See Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Now, we don't use scarlet letters or balls and chains today, but we use computers. So, when someone hurts you, God says we must forgive them and delete it. Otherwise, it will influence the way we think, act, and talk. Plus, it will keep us tied to old, painful memories. But forgiving them is hard, you say. That's why Jesus said to pray for those who mistreat you. See Matthew 5, verse 44. Forgiving someone begins with praying for them. You say, but I need to understand why they did it. Wise people do foolish stuff. Good people do bad stuff. And misguided people don't know what they're doing. Jesus prayed for those who crucified him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Someday you may understand what motivated your offender. But even if you don't, forgive them and delete it. And that's the word for you today.